This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
She's doing another XPO training class. matter what, who did the call for.
Client care, Portia speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Portia. This is Drew with XPO. I've got an FMS number for you.
Okay, go ahead.
765-32024. And can you spell your name for me?
It's P-O-R. T as in Tom. I-A.
P-O-R-T-I-A.
What's the client's name and delivery address?
So that is Bill Hammond at 2500 Eager Court, Evansville, Wisconsin, 53536.
And what's going on with the client's order today?
Oh, quite a lot.
Okay.
So first, this order is an entirely incorrect product. It is not
under the cabinet range hood.
Yeah, no, that's not it. It is an over-the-range microwave to begin with.
Okay.
The other thing is the customer is needing cabinet cuts made in order to have the venting for the over-the-range microwave installed and is refusing to pay for any additional services due to her having some sort of extra... package with Best Buy.
She has a Total Tech Support membership, but cabinet work is not something that is covered. It's generally something you guys charge separately for, correct?
I have no idea about that part.
Yeah, normally a cabinet, like if it needs to be cut, it's something that the customer pays. So what was the fee they were saying needed to be done for the cabinet cutting?
It was going to be cabinet cuts along with the vent being ran. And the customer has refused all of it until that part gets figured out as to who's paying for what and we'll reschedule at a later time. However, there's going to be a new ticket created in order to have the correct product and the correct installation and any additional services added to it.
I'm just trying to figure out what happens. It looks like the client had the unit delivered in October. And what's the cabinets that need to be cut, like how much are we talking? Like we're talking like major or small, like minor work?
It would probably end up being minor work just to run the vent up through the cabinet, but my tech didn't specify.
Okay. Do you know what the client has there existing? Do they have a microwave there or they have nothing there and that's why we're making the cuts?
I'm pretty sure there's nothing there and that's why we're making the cuts, because if there was anything there, we'd be able to connect the venting to it. But since there's nothing there, there's no vent.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I have everything here before I call the client and stuff. I can give you the case number, and then I'll work on getting the client situated.
All right. What's that breeze code?
283-850-757.
And that's 283-850-757?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you so much, Porta.
You're welcome. Happy day.
You too.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.